We need a guard, we need a sentry. As we enter this next century, we must join to make a bulwark like a fort. It is written in the master plan that science is a field for men. That's why we bar the feministic sort.
Did she indicate her gender? No.
A gross deception. When you're reading applications and reviewing declarations, you expect somebody who could be a pal. And our process couldn't be fair, not an inkling of an error, till we end up with this liberated gal. How could this happen to the two of us, we wonder? If we had known the truth, she wouldn't have qualified. How did we end up with this monumental blunder? What will you do? Kick her out because she lied?
No. Let's make an example of her. I'm sure she will fail on her own. No girl, especially a Polish lass, can compete with a Frenchman when it comes to science.
Brilliant!
This will be a lesson for all women.
All women? You mean there might be more?
Mon Dieu! Now I apprehend that this might be the beginning of a trend!
I look out on the horizon and I see disaster. A woman in the French Assembly. Incomprehensible.
A woman in the surgical theater.
Irresponsible.
A woman in the voting booth.
Here is the fault.
A woman in the Academy of Science.
Never.
Fate has chosen us to answer duty's call, for there is no one else to save us from this threat. So we must draw the line for once and for all. The laboratory's not a place for a coquette.
Let's not forget our national credo.
Oh, liberté!
The natural right of every man.
Égalité!
For men from Normandy to Cannes.
Fraternité!
And it is widely understood
that we're all in this brotherhood.
The Academy is no place for a woman. She should focus on motherhood.
Someone has to stand for order and protect our sovereign border and make certain that the sen stays in its bank. Then our nation will express eternal thanks.
We will never let a woman in our